And I'm sure plenty of you will want to call us or indeed text in about our first subject. Because Councillor Anne O'Sullivan brought up this issue at the recent Kerry County Council meeting. And it's to do with teenagers and tractors. Now, I wouldn't have realised this, but while a teenager aged 16 or 17 has to be accompanied by a fully qualified driver if they're out driving a regular car on the road, that is not the case for a 16-year-old who wants to drive a tractor. Obviously, they have to have a licence, but they don't have to have somebody with them. And these tractors are actually, as you can imagine, big pieces of machinery, and sometimes they tow heavy trailers as well. So why is that anomaly there, and why should something be done about it, and what can be done? Well, Councillor Anne O'Sullivan is here in studio with me to chat more about this, and you're welcome, Anne.
Thanks, Deirdre.
Have I got it right, first of all, about the comparison between what a teenager can do on a tractor versus a teenager in a car?
Absolutely. So as things stand at the moment under RSA regulations, which are statutory, a 16-year-old with a provisional licence, meaning they have succeeded and passed their driver theory test, can, with the provisional licence, drive a 12, 14-ton tractor, pull a 20-ton trailer on the open road. No competency testing is required, and there is no requirement to be accompanied by a qualified driver. But a 17-year-old who, again, is a provisional license holder, has to be accompanied on the road by a qualified driver when they're driving a car on a B license.
And it's been like this for as long as we can remember.
For as long as I am aware of it. Anyway, yes, it has been this way. There is no specific testing for anybody to drive a tractor. They have to have a provisional licence. But a W licence, there is no formal, we'll say, full testing involved. Unlike if you're a B licence holder for a car, you know, you're allowed, I think, two provisional licences and then have to apply for your test in order to proceed.
Okay, and so this is an aside, but I'm pretty sure you can't get your provisional licence to drive a car until you're 17.
17 for a car, but 16 for a tractor. And when I was, you know, kind of reviewing this and preparing my motion, I also found out that under supervision, from the age of 14, children can drive a tractor on private ground, on land, we'll say, not in the public road.
Okay, so obviously, did a constituent of yours or a member of the public or whatever bring this up with you?
It has been raised with me on a number of factors. First and foremost, the concern is the fact that you have 16-year-olds who have had no competency testing driving such large vehicles. Technically, they're the equivalent of an articulated truck if they're driving a tractor with this trailer behind them. So there's no requirement to have a competency test done. And this was raised with me. But what was also raised with me was that, you know, at 17, that same person can hop off a tractor after doing a day's work and a night's work maybe, because we know, you know, especially here in rural Kerry, many of our young people are employed during the summer, you know, with contractors. And they can hop off their vehicle, having completed their day's work. And if they sit into their car, they have to be accompanied by a qualified driver if they don't have a full licence. And what's furthermore, a second anomaly there is if they want to pull a trailer on their car, they have to do a second test to show competency in driving, pulling a trailer.
So we're very strict on cars and very lenient on tractors.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, I do understand, you know, it's not feasible for, you know, a holder of a provisional licence to be accompanied in a tractor by a fully qualified driver. But I do think, all right, and that's what my motion was requesting and calling on mandatory certification training and testing with certification of young people to show that they are competent to drive a tractor and pull a trailer.
Okay. What do you think is the danger here about the current status quo?
Well, the current status quo, as I said, mentioned already, it's the equivalent of driving an articulated truck. It's a huge machine that can cause significant harm and damage, potentially put people's lives at risk when out on the open road, somebody who may not have had any proper or formal training, or, you know, and especially the equipment we have today. You know, tractors today are far bigger machines with much greater technology and capable of achieving high speeds. And we are talking about young people of 16 years of age being left out on the open roads without supervision, without testing, without training.
Are they out in the open road much though, Anne?
Yes, they are. Yeah, yes, they are. And especially when we're talking about, you know, coming to harvesting time there, June, you know, May, June, July, August, they are out and about. And, you know, they're working very often under time pressure because we have, you know, look out the window today, we are blessed with rain again in Kerry this afternoon, you know, where, you know, short windows, short opportunity to get harvesting done, and they are under time restrictions there.
Okay, and you've obviously seen teenage, now I'm saying boys, but I suppose in the main it's boys. You've seen them on the tractors out in the open road.
And oh God, yeah.
Have you ever seen any, you know, less than ideal driving by them, or heard about it even?
I would have witnessed it myself.
Yeah.
And I would have concerns, you know, and I suppose the nature of teenagers being teenagers, there's a certain amount of maybe bravado. And, you know, when somebody is behind the wheel of a large machine like a tractor, you know, and it, in a position to attain, you know, significant speed. And you're talking, and you're talking as well, maybe not main roads, but by roads and side roads that we have our farms on, you know, harm to themselves and harm to other people as well.
Yeah, no, I know nothing about tractors, but I've never driven one. But I would imagine that it's, you know, that you're talking about two different kind of mechanically propelled vehicles, and that you won't be able to go as fast on a tractor as you could on a car, and neither would tractors be out in the open road half as frequently as cars would. Does that maybe explain why it is the way it is at the moment?
I don't know. Now, again, as I said, kind of further examination of it, there is talk that the RSA are looking at introducing a form of mandatory training for tractor drivers. Now, they're talking about 2027. I couldn't get anything more concrete on it. But, you know, yes, okay, while they may not be able to attain a speed of, you know, 200 kilometres an hour in a tractor, by the same token, the damage that can be caused and the harm that can be caused and the threat to human life by, you know, a large tractor and trailer, like I said, the equivalent of an articulated truck, you've been travelling at 50 kilometres an hour, which is a speed they can attain at minimum.
Can they?
They can. Yeah.
I've never seen a tractor going really.
And I'm talking about modern tractors now, you know, as opposed to the more traditional tractors that we may have grown up with. Yes, but
I gather that at the meeting that Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray wasn't 100% in favour of what you were saying. He was making the point that as summer approaches, farmers and agricultural contractors are reliant on young people, on teenagers to drive tractors. And he's concerned that we don't put further restrictions on people.
Absolutely. I believe, and I mean, Councillor Healy-Ray can answer for himself on that, but my understanding was a concern that I was looking for a qualified accompanying driver to be with a provisional driver on a tractor. And that isn't what my request is at all, because I do know that's not feasible or practical. I believe that we look at before the young person gets their licence to go out on the road on a tractor, that we provide mandatory training, testing with a certificate to show that they have been, that they have achieved a standard that we would all, you know, deem respectful for road use.
Okay, so how did the meeting conclude in relation to this motion?
The motion was seconded. There was no request to change the wording of the motion. You know, once it was clear what my request was, I suppose, or what I was recommending, and that Kerry County Council, on foot of my motion, will be writing to the Minister for Transport, and more specifically to the Minister of State, Sean Kenny, on this, because it's under his remit that this issue of driving licences lies.
Okay, so you'll be watching carefully.
Absolutely.
To see what his reaction is like to that. Like to that. Okay, and I suppose we'll all be, it's no harm to take the opportunity to remind everybody that when we do come into the summer season, just to be careful, there will be more.
That's it. No, that's it. And it's just to be mindful of that. I mean, I'm not sure if you're aware. I mean, you know, if you check your driver's license, we have a B license, which is for a car, but I also am technically licensed to drive a tractor and a motorbike.
Okay.
You know?
Without
ever having sat on a tractor, never mind attempted to drive it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so anyone who's the full...
A full B licence.
Can drive a tractor. Can drive.
And those of a more senior age in our community would actually be licensed to drive any vehicle.
Okay, yeah. That's very interesting. Okay, I wouldn't have known that either. So I can drive a tractor too, or a motorbike. Yeah. Well, that gives me something to do over the Easter holidays. And thank you very much for raising this. And I know we've a lot of people listening to us probably on tractors at the moment. We're a rural county. There's a lot of people out there in the countryside who make their living from farming. Do you agree or disagree with Councillor Anne O'Sullivan about this? Should we introduce... sort of appropriate training and certification for young people, young teenagers, before they hop up on a tractor? Because certainly it does sound like there's an anomaly at the moment when it comes to comparing it to our rules pertaining to cars.